you would want another company's plan. Gary will shepherd you through SHIP or Medicare to accomplish that goal.
It's time for the Clemson Tigers to shoot their shot for this year's March Mania. At Salty Fries Golf Carts, we're giving you a chance to shoot your shot at savings on a new golf cart. With all 2023 models marked down up to $2,000 off retail prices. And we're also giving you five shots to score up to an extra $500 off your new golf cart. Come take your shot at our showroom hoop to save on your new summer ride with Salty Fries Golf Carts. Highway 183 in Piedmont and at Salty Fries, FRYES.com.
Tired of cutting your neighbor's grass or passing by distressed properties in your neighborhood? Well, wish no more. At Samuel Property Group, we specialize in transforming these overgrown, rundown properties and offer cash for them in as little as 10 days without the MLS. We buy properties every day, no matter the condition. So if you're ready to turn an eyesore into a neighborhood gem, visit SamuelPropertyGroup.com and fill out our contact form and we'll handle the rest. That's SamuelPropertyGroup.com.
Hey foodies, we want to talk to you about the Upstate's favorite taco spot, Willie Taco. With five locations across the Upstate, our award-winning team has been serving up fresh taco fusion for a solid decade now. And our chefs at Willie Taco utilize the freshest, most creative, and unexpected ingredients in our kitchens. Come see why Southern Living and Food and Wine magazine rave about our signature offerings, such as the Southern Tide, Crispy Avocado, and Nashville Hot Chicken Tacos with flavors you won't find anywhere else. Willie Taco is ready to serve you our twist on funky, fresh fusion. It's the Willie way.
Spring savings are here. March 14th through April 2nd, get up to $80 via a reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on purchases of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Get $60 on tire purchases of $899.99 or less. Don't miss this great offer. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires. See Pendleton Tire and ask for Zach or Joey or go online at PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions-rebates for complete details. Offer expires April 2, 2024. Void where prohibited.
Bobcat Equipment. Trusted since 1958 and since the beginning, Bobcat's standout feature is versatility. These machines are designed to handle a wide range of tasks, including working on a farm or ranch, construction sites, landscaping projects, forestry, and more. And don't forget about the Bobcat Residential Division, now offering mowers, tractors, and utility vehicles, parts, service, sales, and rentals, heavy or compact equipment. Find your store by searching Bobcat of Greenville, Bobcat of Spartanburg, and the new Bobcat of Seneca.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. We'll be joined by Bob Mahoney in 1 second. Let me tell you about BetUS. It's time, basketball bettors. It's March Mania. Walter Tool here to tell you about BetUS.com. I endorse one sportsbook and casino, and that's BetUS.com. They've been driving to the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. That's right, the industry's craziest, 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance, and there's even more. BetUS accepts crypto and is offering a massive 200% crypto sign-up bonus, gambler's insurance, and crypto. You don't see that everywhere. March Mania basketball can get even more exciting with their live in-game betting. It's also a blast to check out their casino after the game, where you could get a 250% casino bonus. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or give them a call at 1-800-MY-BETUS to learn all about their bonuses and special offers. BetUS, where the game begins. And we'll get to Bob Mahoney. Bob, it's great to have you, Bob, as always.
Hey, Wal, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Exciting weekend of baseball.
Yeah, how about that? Off of a big comeback win, Bob, you know, on the road – You lose game one on Friday, and it doesn't seem like things stack in your favor, but this team finds a way to scrap out Saturday and Sunday's victories.
Well, yeah, the starting pitching was part of the secret, I think, on
both days,
on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
When you got the kind of innings that you got out of Tristan Smith and certainly out of Canuck on Sunday, just two, and you got a sophomore and a freshman out there on the mound, and both of them just looked very experienced and had a lot of poise against a very, very good team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about Tristan Smith, and, you know, I think we're both of the same opinion that he has to be your Friday starter probably sooner than later, and I think he demonstrated why on Saturday with his 10 Ks and two walks and one earned run. He was brilliant, and then, as you say, Aiden Canuck was just as brilliant, maybe even better, with 9 Ks and no walks on Sunday. Now, after that, it got a little hairy, Bob. After those two guys, after those two guys left the hill, it got a little hairy.
Well, it did. It did. I felt bad for Ethan Darden on Saturday because he's been pretty effective, and you know, maybe following a lefty up with another lefty, you know, you got to look at that maybe. But because Ethan has really been outstanding this year, and I didn't feel bad about him going out there at all. I really felt like, you know, it's time he can go out there and get him out. You know, he's got a lot of good stuff,
and he got nobody
and,
out.
No, he got nobody out.
That's five earned runs and no outs recorded, right?
And it seemed, you know, when we were doing the game, it seemed like it happened in about 3 minutes. It just, it happened so fast.
It did.
That all of a sudden, five runs on the board. You go, what just happened?
Well,
was out. That, you know,
it was a wild seventh inning.
We got to get. Yeah, you keep hoping. Well, get a fly ball, get a ground out, do something to get an out. We just need an out, and it just didn't happen. And so Eric had to come out there and kind of change everything when he brought Malstead in. And Malstead really did a good job. He pitched two innings, only gave up a couple of hits, no walks, no runs, struck out three when he was out there. And that was big because, you know, and then be able to come with Hughes to finish it off was really, really huge. You know, I'd have felt a whole lot better if we only had like the eighth or the seventh. I mean, the ninth inning was the only inning we had to shut him down, but you know, you take the lead there in the seventh, and you feel like you're up by, 8-2 at that point. And say, okay, all we got to do is kind of hold them right there. But you got to hold them for three innings. And, you know, you just didn't feel good with their lineup that, you know, that you're going to hold these guys for three innings. It's going to take more than one pitcher to do this. Because they had, I tell you, the top five in their order would just mash. They could hit. They were really, really good.
Yeah, and you know, and from their standpoint, they had to feel pretty good, even feel pretty good about Sunday, and with Bailenson on the hill late, and yet Clemson got to him, Bob, and no one has gotten to him all year.
Well, that was one of the key. I think one of the key numbers, if you go back and start looking at, especially pitching, we saw, first of all, for Duke, we saw 15 pitchers out of Duke's bullpen on this weekend. 15 pitchers. We saw 9 on Saturday. 9 pitchers. But Bielenson obviously was very effective, you know, on Friday night,
right.
And he was typical. He looks like one of those guys that when he takes them out, I just want the ball.
Yeah.
You know, just give me the ball, I'll take care of it. But the big key is he threw 57 pitches. And you think about, you know, you think about even a starter that is in the game. They're looking at him, you know, after 60 and 70 pitches, getting a starter out. He threw 57 pitches on Friday night, because they felt like they needed to get the game. They needed to win that first game, so they put him in there. And it just so happens that one of the guys on our team had been friends with his family. And so I saw him standing around as I was leaving after that game, and I kind of just kind of snuck in and said, good job tonight. By the way, how much you got left for the weekend?
Bob's doing some advanced scouting.
Yeah. He says, oh, I got plenty left. I said, oh, that's great. That's good. But I knew 57 pitches just had to find out, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny, Bob, because he's a guy who has been used a ton. I mean, he set the record last year. He was in 39 games last year, and he's off to that same type of start this year. But maybe you're right. Maybe he was on the hill for just too many pitches on Friday.
Well, I think, I don't think there's any question that he was. He's not used to that.
Yeah.
You know, closure comes in.
Limited number of throws.
Yeah, usually, you know, probably 20, 30 pitches at the most, because you're pitching the last two innings. But they sent him out there in the seventh because I think they really felt like they needed to get the win, especially after their starter, Santucci, had, you know, pitched such a good game. I think they felt like they needed to win that first game. And so when they sent him out there, and he was pretty effective. I mean, he did walk four guys, but he still struck out four, and he got some key outs for him, and he was good. He could throw all his pitches for strikes, but I wondered what it was going to be like when they sent him in on Sunday. And, you know, we hit him around a little bit. He only pitched an inning and two-thirds. I think he threw 40 pitches, something like that, and gave up five hits and four runs real quick. So it was a little different. Didn't walk anybody. Still struck out four, but, it was different. I don't think our guys were intimidated when he came in on Sunday. I think they almost wanted him to.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Kind of appeared that way.
Yeah, it's interesting because there were some big innings. There were some innings the Pens really struggled in. I think it was the seventh on Saturday, right, and the eighth on Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, it was the seventh. You're right. Yeah. I mean, that's why, you know, something like that happens where you only have to hold them, you know, one, maybe two innings, you feel a whole lot better. But boy, they pounded in the seventh and, you know, got right back in the game. And then you feel like, gosh, it's a 1-1 game now. And the way they've been hitting, now you got to hold them twice. You know, and even if they tie it up, you got to hold them more than that. So it gets to be a little hairy, a little difficult at that point. And our guys really, really buckled down. And I was really proud of the way the guys pitched to finish off the game. Both, Hughes did a great job. Marshall did good, you know, on Sunday.
And, you know, when you have starting pitching that performs like Clemson starters did Saturday and Sunday, you can't blow those games. You gotta finish.
No, you can't. You're exactly right. You cannot. You gotta figure out a way.
See,
to
I know all about that as a Mets fan.
Yeah.
now, Bob.
You know, it was
good.
No, I was just gonna say, I was just so impressed this weekend. Just to, you know, I think I talked about it on the radio several times how patient this team is, and I think it really is attributed to some of the leadership. Obviously, the four guys that came in here, you know, the transfer guys, they're experienced players, and you know, they've been in situations, you know, throughout their baseball career, especially in college. They know it. They don't get uptight, and I think it generates through the team. The younger guys really play off that, and those four guys have really made a tremendous difference on this team. They've made, and I think you and I talked about this the first time we talked, is players like that make everybody else better.
Yep.
And I think they've elevated everything, and if we can, you know, we solve our problem on Friday night pitching somehow, and I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but you know, Eric's doing a good job to mix it up on Saturday and Sunday right now. And I think we got enough arms to come out of the bullpen, but you just don't want to come out with arms in the, you know, third inning on Friday night, because you don't know how deep you got to go, and that's, you don't want to be using everybody up Friday.
Yeah, and you know, again, it's difficult to overcome what Clemson faced after losing Friday. Your chance of winning the last two games against a team like Duke at their place after losing the opener, not great, and yet Clemson was able to do that. The issue, though, Bob, is still the same. You know, one of the things we wondered about was going to be the quality of the weekend starting pitching before the year, and we especially had some concerns about Friday. Well, I think Tristan Smith and Aiden Canuck have really answered most of those questions, except for the Friday dilemma. And to me, I mean, it's just, and we talked about this too, and I've been saying this on the show, I just think it makes all sorts of sense for Tristan Smith to be your to be your Friday night starter. I don't know that you do anything with Aiden Canuck. I think you leave him where he is because, you know, he's a freshman and he's fitting in. He's fit so well into that role. He sort of has a comfort zone. But I do think that at some point Smith needs to move to Friday. And if that's the case, then you need to figure out Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, those two guys are so, I mean, to think you got a sophomore and a freshman out there on Saturday and Sunday is pretty amazing. And just being around the team this weekend and being around some of those kids and realize, you know, how competitive they are. And Canuck, like, he does so much on his own when he's not pitching, which is amazing. The kid works so hard to try to get better all the time. He's always looking at film. He's always looking at,
that's a huge plus,
hitters. He really tries to grow and make himself better. And obviously he's got some great stuff, and he throws, you know, most of it for strikes. I mean, he changes speed so well. He's got, you know, good, great changeup. He's got a really good changeup, breaking ball, fastballs, you know, up there, and he can change speeds on even the fastball. He doesn't have to max out every pitch.
Are you still in agreement with Smith for Friday that has to happen at some point?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to consider it because I don't know what other solution they have if they're really serious about, you know, winning the Friday game.
And you don't want to be down 0-1 every week.
No, you don't. But you also don't want to, you know, if they're putting their best guy on the mound. Do you want to put your best guy against their best guy on Friday night, knowing that you've got two studs on Saturday and Sunday, you know, to more than likely win those two games with those two guys? But, you know, Friday night, he's got some decisions to make.
Who's the third starter? Who's the third starter, Bob? Forget the Friday-Saturday thing for the moment. Who's the third starter?
Well, you really don't have a consistent unless you move one of the guys that's in the bullpen into the starting. And you think about the guys that are in the bullpen that have started. The only guy that you really got is Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a consistent starter for Wofford last year. He was their number one guy. So he knows what it's like to start games. So if you're going to make that move, but you also weaken the back end of your bullpen when you take Marshall out.
Do you think it is? I mean, in your mind, if you're laying out this rotation, who do you think the third starter is as of today, or is there just not an answer to it right now?
Can we have that discussion off the air?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't want to put you in any bad spots. I'm just, you know, it's 100%.
I don't want anybody thinking I've got this whole thing worked out in my mind. I know exactly what's got to happen. I would love to see Austin Gordon, obviously, or Billy Barlow, you know, be more consistent with their outing.
Right.
That's what I'd like to see. I like this, and Barlow was better in his last outing than Austin was. So do you put him back there, or I mean, somebody's got to pitch the Tuesday, Wednesday game this week. He's not going to change that up.
And Bob, I know we got to run, but you know, and I get your point too. I get your point about best against best, and then you have the advantage on Saturday. But that feels like you're surrendering Friday, which is the opener of the series.
That's exactly why I hesitate, you know, saying, yeah, let's go ahead and move them. That's my opinion, and we just move them to Friday.
Right.
And feel like, you know, you got a chance to take in the Friday game.
Yeah, because if Tristan Smith's going to pitch like he's been pitching and he's capable of that, then you have an ace that can go up against anybody else's ace. And otherwise it just feels like – I don't want to be down 0-1 every weekend trying to win on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, no. No, you're right. No, you don't want to be down 0-1, and especially against that kind of team. That's pretty good. And I think we got a pretty good team coming in this weekend, too.
Yep. Bob Mahoney, as always, great job. Amazing work you do. I've always been a fan of yours, and I appreciate you coming on with us every week.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I love talking baseball with you, Walt.
Thank you, Bob. It's a privilege. And I mean that. Completely sincere. I've always liked Bob. I've said this on air a million times. I've always enjoyed his work. I think not only does he really know the game, but he always gives you an honest approach. And even when things aren't going bad, he's willing to have a little bit of almost sarcastic type humor. I've always enjoyed his work all the way around. And love that he's part of the show on Mondays. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Quick break.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
The Bojangler's back at Bojangles, a crispy fish fillet dusted with Bo's famous seasoning with the same bold flavor as their chicken and fries. Hook one while you can.
Hey guys, did you go up a pant size over this winter? Shed that weight with semaglutide from Low Country Mail. It reduces cravings, lowers A1C, and lets you lose weight with no strict diets or exercise. All plans include primary care, labs, medication, and more. No long-term contracts, just straightforward pricing. Proven results. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Hello, folks. Palmetto's Smokehouse and Oyster Bar in downtown Clemson is where all the cuisines of South Carolina collide with a shot of New Orleans. Palmetto's offers an incredible menu, from sweet smoky brisket to Herb the Rib Man's legendary ribs. Seafood as good as you can get at the beach, and New Orleans-style oysters prepared 6 different ways. Convenient evening and weekend parking is available. Palmetto's Smokehouse and Oyster Bar in downtown Clemson. So Google us and get you some.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring, to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
One of the things I love most about this time of year is the great selection of items I can find at any Ingles market to throw on the grill. Ingles truly has it all, from hand-cut steaks to fresh fruits and vegetables, burgers, chicken, fresh seafood, everything you could want to entertain friends and family, all right there at Ingles. If you're on your way to the beach or a nearby attraction, use your Ingles Advantage points to fill up and save money. Planning a family reunion, maybe a wedding or anniversary celebration? Check out all the options your Ingles Deli can offer and put together for you. And don't forget our Ingles Pharmacy Department, where you'll find any first aid or sunscreen product you need to keep safe during the summer. There are all sorts of great reasons why I shop at Ingles, and the same applies to you and your family. You'll find an Ingles near you all over the upstate and western North Carolina. Make Ingles your grocery like I have. That's Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The college football games may have ended, but the offseason is just getting started. And we have you covered all year long.
These fans need to calm down.
The big game hype is real. I can't wait.
They really need to produce for their fans.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back again. Thanks to Bob Mahoney for joining us every Monday. Bob has tremendous insight and always, as I indicated, have appreciated Bob. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. One other thing on the baseball front, and this is actually something that we had talked about previously with Bob, is Cantarella and his range in center field and balancing that against the problems with throwing the ball at all at this point. And, you know, and Cantarella played in center field all weekend. And I think the obvious element there is that it seems that Eric Backage believes that Cantarella's range and his ability in the field is more important at this point than his arm liabilities, that just having him out there because the balls he can cut off and gaps, etc., is a more prominent likely element to affect outcome than his ability to throw and assist on. And I think that's probably right. I mean, I don't exactly know how you balance that analytically, but I'm guessing that they have enough belief and enough evidence, enough feel that's right. That Cantarella's value as a fielder in terms of range, balls he can get to that other people can't, balls he can cut off that other people can't, is more important than just the one liability of throwing. In other words, how many times can Cantarella affect outcome by his ability to get to balls other people can't versus how many times can Clemson be hurt based on his inability to throw? I would think that, you know, one trumps the other. So I'm guessing. Now, again, is that always going to be the right call? No, there's going to be a time where Clemson probably loses a game or two because Cantarella can't throw. But you're looking for the norm, the more regular situational outcome. And I'm guessing that's why Clemson is making the decision, or has made the decision apparently that they have. Oh, you know, we didn't mention Mathis and the two plays that he made, which were game-saving plays as well. So big job by him in right field. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you, Robert.
I'm doing great. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. I'm doing great.
Thank you, Robert.
First of all, the tournament, after looking at the bracket, my initial opinion is exactly what you were talking about earlier. as far as the way it laid out. I mean, it looks like they definitely don't want UConn winning back to back.
Yeah, they do not.
They're going to make them earn it.
Yeah, they do not want any back-to-back championship for Connecticut. That's obvious.
And it looked to me like they want a matchup of Arizona and UNC. That looked pretty obvious to me. That kind of stuck out. They're giving Houston as best a chance as they've probably ever had to make a run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about this. The two seed in that region is a team who's been playing without their best player. And I don't know about Kolek's availability, nor even if he's available. I mean, how healthy is he? We don't know that. The three seed, I mean, just look at that stinking region, all right? The two seed is a compromised team right now. The three seed is Kentucky, which is just utterly laughable. There's just no way on God's green earth Kentucky can be a three, and yet they are, and here they are with Houston. And then four is Duke, who's also playing like crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the big thing that I don't understand with all that, Walt, is why you wouldn't have put Iowa State in one of those brackets. They deserved it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, they look like a number one seed when it was all said and done.
Yeah, and again, all of the champions are with UConn. All the champions except Oregon. You know, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't move Oregon to UConn's region as a 12 or something. All of the champions are with UConn.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they went through and just said, okay, let's look at all the champions now. Who are the best of all of those champions? We're going to stick them all in UConn's bracket.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel silly talking about Auburn as the best four seed because, honestly, I mean, I was fully prepared to put Auburn in the Final Four, and I think you can make a really strong argument that if UConn winds up playing Auburn early in this tournament in the Sweet 16, that's actually your national championship game.
Yeah, yeah, and I can't stress this enough. I think putting Auburn and Iowa State in the same stinking bracket with UConn, that was just
right. I guess it's just dumb. It's hard to understand.
Yeah,
it almost looks like you have an agenda. Put all the teams playing the best with Connecticut, so you can try and stop Connecticut. Meanwhile, clear a path for Houston because we somehow want that Houston story.
And you've talked about, you know, them doing little things here and there to, you know, make it more interesting.
Spice.
I think they went overboard with fiddling around with it. But I don't know who my Final Four is. You know, coming into Sunday, I was seriously considering, if it laid out right, putting St. Mary's and Gonzaga in the Final Four, and it could work out that way.
Yeah,
there's a chance that could happen.
Yeah, you know, Gonzaga's in a really interesting situation because they play McNeese in game one, and there are a lot of people who think McNeese will win that game. I'm not among them, but
I'm not. But they're a good team.
Yeah, they are a good team, and they have quickness, and they're dangerous, and
yeah.
And there's no question about all of that. But I think that ignores what Gonzaga is to. But I do think that's a very difficult round one game. And if the Zags do win it, then I think you really need to look out for them because I think EK is a friggin' load.
Yeah, he didn't play well in the conference tournament. But
I'm not worried
you're
about
absolutely
that.
Right. I got. One other question, and then I want to discuss that Justin Fields trade. Did you think Purdue just kind of took the tournament off?
No.
Or did they legitimately deserve to get beat?
Yeah, no, I think Purdue is – I think Purdue is exactly what they seem to be. I think they are a real good team with a 7'5" center who is a problem. But I also think that they're eminently beatable. I think that's the problem with trying to figure out who and what they are. I mean, could they in theory win the whole thing? Yeah, I think if someone else beats Connecticut, they in theory could win the whole thing, and in theory they could go on in round one or two again too. They're just I don't think they have a great margin for error, and. You know, and along that front, I think they're vulnerable. But, you know, I think a lot of these other top seeds, You know, look, I talked at length about I didn't believe in Houston and Tennessee, and obviously Houston and Tennessee have been battered of late. But they've sort of set both of the battered teams up.
That's right. It's almost like they felt sorry for them, so they just gave them an easy path.
Yeah. So I'm not quite as Houston and Tennessee negative as I was, because I just think they created easy pathways for those two teams. Now, do I trust either one of those teams to handle those easy pathways? No, I don't. But I don't trust Purdue either. I mean, you know.
I don't think Houston nor Tennessee is a Final Four team. So, as far as Justin Fields is concerned, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I see something in Justin Fields that you see that nobody else sees, but there just seemed like there was some hanky-panky fishiness going on with the fact that Pittsburgh ended up with him for a sixth round, a conditional sixth round that at best is going to end up a fourth round. I mean, come on. Nobody else in the league wanted him. Couldn't, you know, that we give up a second or a third?
Yeah, I think it's mystifying. I really do. I think that people have decided that Justin Fields is just a great athlete and that maybe he can't read defenses and process and all this stuff. I don't necessarily believe any of those things. I mean, I think he was locked in a hideous situation. I think he showed flashes of brilliance. It's your job to coach him up and get the rest out of him. But from a Steelers standpoint, this is a team that has not had a quarterback since about 3 years before Roethlisberger retired. And so, you know, and so that extends back a long way. And they've brought in a bunch of schmucks who can't play at all. And they've tried to sort of patchwork their quarterback position together. And you can't do that. Here, what you have is, without question, this is the most physically talented quarterback that Pittsburgh has had since Roethlisberger. Is he going to put it all together in Pittsburgh? I don't know the answer to that. All I know is this. Pickett wasn't. And Pickett had no talent, and he's a loser, it turns out. And none of those other schmucks they've brought in since Roethlisberger could play at all. So this guy at least has the traits and physical attributes for greatness if you can coach the rest of it up. And I think that's worth a chance. It's pretty much the opposite way they've tried to do it.
Yeah, I wanted the Raiders to get Justin Fields. I really did. And you know how I felt about Justin Fields. I didn't think he was going to make it, but he showed some things at the end of last season that I thought showed he was really coming along. And if Pittsburgh can put an offensive line together, I think that's going to be like go down in history as one of the better stinking deals ever made.
Yeah, I think,
Walt, I appreciate it.
I think so. Thank you, Robert. It's a good job. Let me tell you about I'll tell you when we come back. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. I'd like to invite you to tune into our radio show, The Prosperity Hour, on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. You'll learn about Social Security, how to maximize it, how to make an asset out of it, how to protect your retirement income and create a pension-like income that you can't outlive for both you and your spouse. I'll show you tax-free strategies that protect you against nursing homes and illnesses. Just give me a call at 864-989-0176 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Clemson Nation, this is former national champion Ben Boyer. Are you looking to salvage your fitness routine? Then look no further than the Junkyard. If you live in Anderson, Greenville, Clemson, or Malden, South Carolina, come visit us for your first free, yeah, you heard me right, free class at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
Anderson, are you looking for a new automotive experience for your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota? We're First Class Halt, your dealership alternative with the same dedication to OEM parts, ASC-certified technicians, and a lifetime limited warranty. We do things a little different. We prioritize the customer and your experience. Join the growing number of satisfied customers who've made the switch to First Class Halt in Anderson off Highway 81 near AmMed.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Mellow Mushroom is just minutes from Death Valley at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Join us after today's game for some out-of-this-world pizza, as well as our favorite munchies and cold beverages. We're also your home for gluten-free or vegan options as well. Come inside, order online, or call ahead for our curbside option. Mellow Mushroom, before, during, or after any game. And Clemson's choice for out-of-this-world pizza, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, mellowmushroom.com. Stay mellow and go Tigers!
Unlock the secret to successful weight loss with PhD Weight Loss. PhD Weight Loss believes in nutrition, not gimmicks or pills. Their approach is simple. Learn healthy, sustainable nutrition habits and eliminate junk food. No counting calories, just a personalized eating plan for big results. Persevere and enhance your muscle mass while losing fat. With PhD, cravings become non-existent. Make a rewarding life change with PhD Weight Loss. Visit myphdweightloss.com today. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. Lose the fat, not the muscle.
The students are on their spring break and Clemson is calling you home. Come join the Clemson Alumni Association for the third annual Alumni Spring Break for a weekend of fun, activities, and concerts with your old classmates and friends, March 22nd and 23rd, 2024. Alumni Spring Break weekend kicks off Friday, March 22nd with tours of the campus you love. Friday evening, the city of Clemson will close College Avenue for you to join in on a concert and block party featuring The Next Move and the Blue Dogs. Participate in special college and affinity group gatherings and happy hours, the alumni golf gathering at the Walker Course, enjoy discounts and Clemson swag, go back to Clemson businesses you frequented as a student, and new for ASB 2024, the Clemson Alumni Association brings to you ASB Saturday Morning Market featuring food trucks, a vendor market fair, and music on Bowman Field. A ticket is required to attend and participate in alumni spring break activities, pit tickets for the concert, and promotions. So get yours now at alumni.clemson.edu/alumni spring break. That is alumni.clemson.edu/alumni spring break.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Winter means colder weather and hot deals on Takeuchi at Bennett Equipment. We have Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments ready to go to work today. Why settle for less with other brands when you can have the best in Takeuchi? Stop by any of our four convenient locations and see why Bennett and Takeuchi set the standard for equipment sales and rental. And remember, when you need equipment in the upstate or northeast Georgia, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hey, let's get out of here. With Audible, we could root for a lone astronaut as he tries to save Earth from disaster. Maybe go for a run with the founder of the world's biggest sneaker brand. We could get the tea on the real-life media mogul succession drama. Or find out what life is really like for an Oscar-winning actress. I mean, with Audible, we could go anywhere. There's more to imagine when we listen. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
So good. Love Sweet Caroline. Ramona, is that your chick up there that you hate? The one who did the funky thing with her hair before? Is that her? Or is that
That's Pebbles.
Pebbles. That's right.
That's her, but she's fine. I don't hate her. Right, she's that hairdo.
Yeah, yeah. So,
otherwise, she's fine. She'll be fine with her other hairdos. It's the Pebbles hairdo.
Pebbles. That's so Pebbles. Wrong. Hey, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp, your injured at work, everything seems to go to a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress, uncertainty about the future. If you file a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through, it can be overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. DUI, if been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. If you've been charged, it's vital to get the advice of a South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Look, being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty, but it means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality DUI lawyer. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured, a car, motorcycle, boating accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you find justice. Schedule your free consultation, free, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. That's Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y.com, and you will thank me later. Let me get KC Chiefs Chad here. Don't forget, the basketball spectacular begins at 5 and runs to 8 at Mellow Mushrooms. All sorts of amazing prizes can be had, can be won. So get out to the event. Chad, how are you, Chad? Good to have you.
Walt, how are you, buddy?
Good, Chad. Appreciate you getting in.
I got a question just about like some mid-round wide receiver that I bumped into today. You know, I don't watch a ton of college football, so I was just going to ask you to kind of tell me your thoughts on this particular guy, and I'll hang up and listen. Yeah. Tell me what you know about Malik Washington from Virginia.
Yeah. Washington's a guy who...
And like I said, let me hang up and listen thanks, real quick. Chad. Have a good day.
Yeah, Washington's a guy, smaller receiver who people don't know this. He had like 1,400 yards last year. Yes, you know, I can promise you, there's not like an ACC fan who watches football who has any idea that this kid just exploded last year and had an amazing season. He's great after the catch, has great short area quickness. I mean, he's probably 5'8", 5'9". I don't know how he did what he did without any real notoriety, but he did. And yeah, he's, as I said, yards after the catch are a big thing with him. You get the ball in his hands, and he's a big problem. So, yeah, if that's a guy Kansas City is looking at in a mid-round situation, they would not be alone. And I believe the Chiefs have met with him twice. So, yep. Hope that answers all that question, Chad. You know, on the South Carolina front, we haven't really talked about South Carolina. I think the Gamecocks had a really difficult draw. I mean, I think potentially playing Oregon and Creighton early on is a tough pathway given how Oregon's played. And Creighton is a really good offensive basketball team. Now South Carolina can guard, and that might prove disruptive, but Creighton is a really good offensive team. But first, you're going to have to deal. You know, you're going to have to, in all likelihood, deal with Oregon. And Oregon's a dilemma. And the reason they're a dilemma is they're not the same team that they were earlier this year. You know, sometimes these teams sort of transform, and Oregon's done that because Oregon didn't have a healthy Nafali Dante. Nafali Dante hadn't been healthy, and now he is. And, you know, down the stretch of the season, he was a killer. I mean, he's a 6'11 post player who's strong, and he's a problem. And Oregon didn't have him healthy for a good part of the year. And so they're a completely different team with him as opposed to without him. And I think that's going to be that's going to be the challenge for South Carolina. Obviously, they come off the Auburn performance. You don't know, you know, what their mindset is. The other thing is that, you know, when you think about Oregon, I think you have one of the better college basketball coaches in the country in Dana Altman. And that's a tough spot to me, starting with the team that just won the Pac-12, that whooped up on Arizona in that, on that pathway to the victory. And then, you know, if you win that game, you, in all likelihood, are getting Creighton in round two. You know, somebody wrote me a few minutes ago and said the Big East, Connecticut got screwed, but the whole Big East got screwed. I would agree with that. I don't understand how St. John's didn't make this tournament. I think you make a really good case for Seton Hall, too. But I don't understand how St. John's isn't in this tournament. I don't have too much of a problem with the people who got left out versus the people who were put in. We haven't spent any time in the two-hour show on that today. I have a bigger problem with the bracket construction. I don't think they did a terrible job. Look, you can make arguments pro and con against any of these teams that were on the bubble. You know, and I, for every good argument you can make for one team, you can make a good argument versus another team. I just think that the bubble is what it is, and it, when you're on it, you are, you basically exist at the opinions of others, and that's a dangerous place to be, which is why you don't want to be there. Clemson found that out last year, and Clemson put themselves in a better position this year not to be adjudicated by people over your position. But, you know, if you ask me, were there teams left out that I think are better than some of these teams that were put in? Yeah, I mean, I think Pittsburgh belonged in over Virginia. I'm not surprised they put Virginia in, but I think Pittsburgh belonged in over Virginia, maybe over other, some other people too. I think Pittsburgh was playing really good basketball late in the year, and they went to Virginia and kicked the living crap out of them. So I don't know about that. And yet, you know, Virginia in their waterboarding ways has a tendency to bore people to death and find ways to win. And maybe that's what they'll do again. Maybe Virginia will be a team that surprises this year. They certainly have two great defensive players. You know, Virginia's whole strategy is basically this, all right? They do not let you run, all right? They keep three guys back. They do not – here's what Virginia doesn't do. They don't beat themselves. Okay, I know everybody hates them, and I hate them. I hate them more than most. Every time I watch them play, I want to poke pencils in my eyes. But here's what they don't do. They don't turn it over, so they don't beat themselves. This is their recipe, all right? I'm not telling anybody else to follow it because, God forbid, we had another Virginia. But they don't turn the ball over. They make you work defensively. They foul or they guard without fouling. They don't put you on the line. These are the things they do. These are all the little secrets to win 54-50. They use shot clock. They make you defend. They foul without guarding. They do not turn it over. They get, in terms of court balance, they always have three guys back. They do not let you run. That's one of their, if there was a set of rules for Virginia basketball, they do not let you run. They make you execute in the half court against their against them defensively. They always have one or two great defensive players. This year is no exception. They have two in Beekman and Dunn, two truly elite defensive players. So they do all of these things. This is how they do it. They make you execute against them in the half court. And people find it very difficult to do. But again, it's hideous to watch, but it most of the time results in them winning games. And I get it. Ugly. Let me get to Ed here. Ed, what's going on, Walter? Ed? How are you, Ed?
I'm good, Walter. I had to come home early due to a plumbing issue, but that's never here nor there. I did the Roar bracket pool, and I have no idea how this happened. But I ended up with UConn beating Creighton in the championship.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If there's one team in the tournament that UConn probably doesn't want to see, it's Creighton. Creighton is a really well-coached team by McDermott, and they're great offensively.
Well, here's the thing. I think if they actually get there,
yeah,
UConn will find a way to avenge that hideous loss.
Yeah, yeah, I sort of think so, too.
But, I got some odd ones. I got Clemson winning their first game and then losing to Baylor.
Okay.
I've got Tennessee losing in the second round. I've got
I'll definitely be taking them out. I don't know where I'm taking them out because I think they set them up relatively easy. In the second round, Tennessee would have who? They would have the winner of Texas and versus Virginia, Colorado State winner. So yeah.
Yeah, see, that's and I'm advancing that team over them.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I X them out.
Yeah.
Don't have Kansas going too far. And I got Houston losing, I think, before the Sweet 16, too. And I got Purdue losing pretty quick. I mean, not quick, but second round or the next round after that. It's an odd tournament, but
very odd tournament. I would agree with that. I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's very strange tournament.
I'm really looking forward to all my prizes. I also did the Twin Peaks pool. I actually picked North Carolina in that one.
Well, there you go. Maybe you'll collect the $2 million.
Hedge your bets.
Yeah, I got you. How many brackets? How many contests are you in? How many contests are you in at?
Only those two far.
Okay, all right. Well, get to work.
Get going. There's still more time.
Yeah, there you go. Ed, I got to run. There's no more time for you. It's time, basketball bettors. It's March Mania. Walt Tiptoolier to tell you about BetUS.com. I only endorse one sportsbook and casino, and that's BetUS.com. They've been driving the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. That's right. The industry's craziest 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. Plus, 10% gambler's insurance, and there's even more. BetUS accepts crypto and is offering a massive 200% crypto sign-up bonus, gambler's insurance, and crypto. You don't see that everywhere. March Mania basketball can get even more exciting with their live in-game betting. It's also a blast to check out their casino after the game, where you could get up to a 250% casino bonus. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or give them a call at 1-800-MY-BETUS to learn all about their bonuses and special offers. BetUS, where the game begins. You should all be at Mellow Mushroom right now or on your way there in Clemson for the basketball tip-off spectacular, the BetUS basketball tip-off spectacular, which is coming your way, now.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. It's time for the BetUS Roar March Mania Show, presented by Nick Lavery Law Firm. Now, let's go live to Mellow Mushroom of Clemson for tonight's show.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Mark Childress. We are live at Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. It is the Roar March Mania Bracket Show. We will be here with you for the next 3 hours. We're going to walk you through all the different regionals. We're going to walk you through all the different games in the brackets. We're going to hear from the hosts of all your favorite shows here at the Roar as they pick their Final Four and pick their national champions. We're going to have some fun.